Blog Talk Radio.
Mark the Rabbit Hole.
Broadcasting live from the fog of Neptune comes a waspily rabbit, exploring the unknown, traveling the astrological landscape, visiting secret worlds, dispelling the English language. So put on your bunny ears and hop down the rabbit hole with your host, Mark Matheny.
What's up, Doc? So, welcome to the rabbit hole.
Time
Good Friday.
To awaken.
Time to awaken. Not awakening much this morning.
What's up, man?
How's it going, my friend?
Good.
Okay, we're sorting out a couple technical things right now.
She's with you there.
Victoria Fuzzbottom, hard at work, trying to connect.
Fuzzbottom reporting.
Trying to fix some technical issues here. The chat room will be open shortly once we can get a couple things cleared up here. So, being you are, I assume at least some of you are citizens of Earth that are out there listening. So I'm sure you are from my Facebook feeds and other things. I'm sure you are all feeling the energy out there. We are at the end period between two eclipses.
Do tell.
Tomorrow morning at 8:05, we have our second total eclipse of the last 2 weeks. We had a total solar eclipse on Friday, March 20th, and a new moon on the day in the equinox. First eclipse at the last degree of the zodiac since I was slightly corrected the other day. It was actually 1290 and not 1292, the last eclipse at 29 Pisces. And the next one will not be for another couple hundred years. And so we now have the eclipses always travel in pairs, but we have two complete eclipses in this cycle close together. So tomorrow morning we have a total lunar eclipse and a full moon, and that is at 14 degrees of the sign of Libra. So if you know your astrology chart, wherever the signs of Pisces and Aries are in your chart, are being completely lit up and have been completely lit up for the last 2 weeks. We have we just had the solar eclipse, like I said, 2 weeks ago in Pisces. The Sun, Venus, Mercury, and Mars have all went through Pisces in the last 2 months. And we now have the Sun, Mercury, both in Aries. Uranus is in Aries. The South Node is in Aries. Venus and Mars have moved on to the sign of Taurus. Also, Chiron and Neptune are in the sign of Pisces right now. I hope I didn't repeat myself there. So, wherever the signs of Pisces and Aries are in your chart, have undergone intense revolution and change in the last couple months.
My Wi-Fi is being a Scorpio.
Huh?
See, my Wi-Fi is being a Scorpio.
She what?
She's being a Scorpio. My Wi-Fi, my internet.
Oh.
She's striking at me.
Yes.
On off.
right, we are. So I'm hoping you're all able to hear me.
Yeah, so.
So we are, we have just had Mars go into Taurus on March 31st. Coming up on April the 7th, make that April the 8th, which is this next Wednesday, we have The planet Jupiter, which has been retrograde for about 4.5 months, finally going direct, and that is at 12:58. So right around lunchtime on Wednesday, Jupiter will go direct, and that should improve finances and loosen things up a little bit, help projects that people have been working on to move forward and to lighten up the air a little bit. So I did a couple readings yesterday, and I noticed a couple things. I mean, one of the big things that is coming up is we have a lot of fire energy right now coming up late in the year and all through next year. The shift moves to earth energy. So Tauruses, Virgos, Capricorns, you will have a big bump up in energy coming up for pretty much the next year and a half, starting this fall. And the chat room is open now. So those of you out there who want to jump into the chat room, I see my good friends Kevin and Allison out there. Hello, Kevin and Allison. So
since they can't say hi, I'll say hi for them. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark. Allie is waving in the chat room, and Kevin says hi. Two good, very good supporters of our network and our shows on here. So appreciate you guys listening and popping into the chat room there. Final four tomorrow. Kentucky, Wisconsin, Duke, Michigan State. I'm taking Duke and Kentucky in those two. And we'll have the national championship game on Monday.
So that means I have to go Wisconsin, Michigan State.
Okay, then you have to go Wisconsin. You're going for the all Big Ten final then.
Well, that would be wild, wouldn't it?
It would. As disappointing as the Big Ten was this year, yes.
We got to give them credit, though. They got two teams in there.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan State really just needs to not even play the regular season. Just put them in the tournament and just assume they're going to at least make the Sweet 16 every year. So we also have coming up after the Jupiter station on April, we have Easter. And
it's a rabbit, man.
I won't go into the...
Do you have your Easter eggs?
I do. I'm a sucker. Pisces are suckers for treats anyways. So
I can just see with your basket.
I like candy from strangers. What can I say?
And you wonder why you're on the psychiatrist chair there.
Yes, yes. The stranger, the better. The stranger, the candy, the better. that didn't sound weird. The filter on my brain does not seem to be
the panda
working
doesn't mold
today. So we have April 16th, Pluto stations. You all know what that means. Great rise in intensity up until the 16th. You will see Earth changes and shakeups and people going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And so just remember, that's all part of the 3D reality. That's all part of the transformation and the change. Sometimes we need these big kind of shocking events to wake us up and to make sure we are focusing on what's important and getting us out of our little ruts and our, our little things we get into. So,
So Tom Izzo, one of your friends had mentioned that in the chat room. He's a reptilian.
I wouldn't be so. I would agree. Tom Izzo does kind of look kind of scary to me.
He's
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
His players
yeah.
are like, whoa, put that tongue back.
So I should. I wonder if I can do this without making too much. Just out of curiosity, who do we got left?
Was Mark scans.
Where's the coaches for? Yes, I'm looking at one of my spreadsheets. Sorry. I don't seem to have. Do I not have all those coaches in there? That's crazy. Oh, John Calipari, just FYI, the four coaches for the Final Four. John Calipari is an Aquarius.
Hmm.
Mike Krzyzewski, also an Aquarius. A few years, but 3 days difference in their birthday. So we have two Aquarius coaches. Wisconsin coach Bo Ryan is very end of Sagittarius. And then who's the? What do we do? Where's
that would make sense,
Kentucky, yeah. Wisconsin? Tom Izzo. Can I do this right?
Has no birthday.
Tom Izzo, also Aquarius. So we have three Aquarius coaches and one Sag.
Oh, that means the Sag is going to win.
So it might be, yeah. So Tom Izzo is January 30th. John Calipari, February 10th. Mike Krzyzewski, February 13th. Bo Ryan, 12/20.
Got to stick with my Sages. I'm a Sag.
So.
See how I interrupt.
So we have. Wrong one. I have way too. I have more spreadsheets on my computer than any sane human being, any sane rabbit should have. So the reason I picked Kentucky to win the national championship is they have Mars at 16 Libra, which will be getting hit by this eclipse at 14 Libra on tomorrow. So an eclipse right on their Mars, and then their north node is at 18 Libra for the – this is the Kentucky basketball team's chart, for the chart for the team. So that eclipse hitting right on their Mars, I don't see how they're going to get beat. Just real quick, the other teams, their main transits, Michigan State has Uranus at 7 degrees of Sagittarius, so they are having Saturn conjunct their Uranus, good for upsets and surprises, and their Mars is at 19 Cancer, so we're kind of getting hit by that, Pluto opposing their Mars, Uranus square to their Mars. So that's given them a lot of their energy. They also have Neptune square to the Uranus. So, hey, Michigan State has great transits for potential upsets here.
Wisconsin has cheese, though.
And the Duke basketball team, their main transit right now is they have Jupiter in Taurus, but it's in the late degrees. Their Saturn is at 2 degrees Pisces, so being conjunct by Neptune. And we have... their north node in Leo in the late degrees. Jupiter stationing in Leo next Wednesday. I don't think that's going to be enough for them to win at all. Wisconsin with a very good transit. They have Jupiter at 10 Libra and Mars at 14 Capricorn. So this eclipse at... when I'm doing predictions for playoffs and stuff like that, when I get down to it, few teams and players that I can look at as opposed to during the season, we have thousands of charts to look at. I really look at those eclipses. They really push things in the direction they're going. Wisconsin has Jupiter at 10 degrees of Libra. The north node is right now exactly at 10 degrees of Libra, and the eclipse is at 14 Libra tomorrow morning. Wisconsin has the planetary energy to possibly pull the upset of Kentucky, because that eclipse is 2 degrees off from Kentucky's Mars, and it's 4 degrees off from the Jupiter for Wisconsin, and exactly square to the Mars for Wisconsin. So that...
And they have cheese.
And they have cheese. And they have cheese, so...
Cats like cheese enough.
Okay, so I believe our... our... guest, I believe, should be calling in very shortly. She may have to, she told me earlier she may have to borrow a phone as she was also having some technical difficulties. So,
Well, the Earth is doing some crazy stuff on Mars, because in Peru we just had an earthquake. 5.2 earthquake in Peru capital.
Yes.
Yesterday.
The
huge typhoon in the Philippines too.
With the eclipses and the Pluto station coming up, that energy really pushes those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
That the eclipses really push that energy. So you will see lots of the earthquakes, typhoons, that kind of stuff. It's just as these energies affect us, it affects everything in the magnetic field of the Earth, including the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So, just realize that that's part of the 3D condition, existing here is we have these things, these sometimes difficult events to perceive that that happen. So we have our guest KC Matronia will be calling in shortly. Her website is universalharmony.com, and I'm going to post that. Oops. My energy is weird today. So I'm going to post that on my website and on the chat room here so you can check out Casey's stuff. She's a good friend of ours, Pisces, just like I am. And we got to chat with her at the Gift of Light Expo. And I know she's at the Gift of Light Expo in Cleveland a week or so ago. So it looks like we have her on the line. So we're going to bring in, in a way.
Cool.
Our guest, KC Matronia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you, my friend?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Hi, KC.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. Good to hear.
Good to have you back on again. So.
Good to be here. Thank you.
It's good to be here.
It's good to be here.
Hey.
Yeah, so I'm just going to jump right on to it. Ginormous is an understatement. Ginormous energy shifts from February 20th through April 16th. I know I've seen some of your posts. I've shared some of your. I really, really love your energy reports that you post, and I shared one of those yesterday. So I know you're seeing it from people too. Some people thriving. Other people really having some issues dealing with the energies out there right now. What are you seeing going on out there?
Well, the past 12 weeks has been really, really difficult for everybody on multiple levels. And pardon the crudity, but I liken it to like a high colonic in the cosmos. It's
yes.
Just all this. All this hardcore 3D fear, ego, all kinds of densities. It's kind of like coal or something being flushed out. And it's really hard for all of us because we're dealing with whatever that amplifies in our body, whether it's our health or our fears or money issues or health, just everything that can go wacko will. And and some people aren't even making it through the cleanse. But as you know, after the full blood moon eclipse, that's sort of like a defining point, and then everything improves, or at least that flushes. Pardon me. I know I'm being crude, but it is just like that. It's like a colon cleanse and a flush, and then after that, it's all good, and people, can start to rebuild themselves. And through this whole time, we're we're manifesting. So whatever is on our mind, you know, even though we're going through all the rough stuff, if you can focus on what you want to occur, because we're like imprinting what's going to happen after the fourth. And so we still have, you know, today to, you know, try and imprint the positive things that we want to occur. And then they'll start to, you know, form after Easter. So, yeah, it's been a really, really tough way to go for most everybody. But after that is going to be some super wonderful advancements and, you know, our crystalline DNA, life in general, humanity in general, closer connection to the divine, all that kind of stuff that we want to occur, the more the 5D consciousness, higher vibration, all that kind of stuff. But, boy, to have it, the way it came is so rough from our perspective. It's just like an asteroid storm came and hit us all. But it's actually a positive change, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's, I mean, myself and, you know, even though we get on here sometimes and, you know, we try to share stuff that's going on and what we're seeing around us and stuff, and, you know, we're not immune to all this stuff. We're going through all this stuff.
Well, I'm
along
sorry, I didn't
you
give you the guys. Shot here. Sorry, my fault.
So it's, yeah, it's, I mean, I'm clearing crazy stuff out, it feels. I mean, I hope I'm clearing it all out. But I mean, my energy's been, I'm aware of what's going on, and my energy has been all over the place, and it's been, yeah, I can really feel, I mean, I'm feeling lighter, but man, my energy is just like all over the place, from like exhilarated to just like completely wiped out in these solar storms that they haven't really been able to explain recently. Is not been helping either. I keep saying, you know, extra water is very important when we have these going on, because it's kind of like being microwaved a little bit, and that kind of putting extra radiation in our system and needing lots of extra water to keep our system regulated. It's just my little pseudo medical advice for the day. But so what do you have going on, Casey? I know you did Gift of Light Expo in Cleveland last week.
Yes, I did. That was very fun. And the Columbus one, I think that was a week prior. And then in 2 weeks, well, then on April 11th and 12th is the Victory of Light in Cincinnati, Ohio. And then I really don't have anything on the schedule until July, which is a Super Paracon in Erie, Pennsylvania. I do plan on signing up for more expos, but right now those are the only ones that I have confirmed official on my schedule. Those are a lot of fun, and I try and, you know, do as many as possible, because I like to get out there and explore the world, and otherwise I kind of stay in my little cave at home. So.
Right. I'm with you. I swing between extrovert and introvert. So I like going out and doing things, and I need my quiet time to do research and work on projects and things like that. Things like that. So yeah, I've been to Erie a couple. I actually dated a girl that lived in Erie many years ago.
That's
so
cool.
Weird. I have a weird Erie, Pennsylvania story. So maybe I'll share at some point.
I'm not even going to ask you.
Right. So what do you see, like on the ascension front? What, I know we kind of talked about that there a minute ago, but like what stage of the process do you see this being in?
Very positive. It's different for different people, because everyone's coming from a slightly different, you know, vibration, so they're, you know, raising it a different speed. But one key element that I want to mention, when you were talking about the solar flares, I kept getting, you know, the plasma was kind of drying out in the cosmos. And now I don't know if this is scientifically accurate. I'm just talking on a spiritual level. plasma was kind of being dried out, and but what that equated to was for our human body was Himalayan pink salt that we needed to balance our electrolytes so our consciousness would function and the rest of our body would function well. And so I'm noticing that in people. It's to help rebuild their crystalline structure. Some other new elements came in. Well, they're not really new elements. They've always been there, but we just couldn't filter them into our, you know, dimension. And those are coming in after this cleanse that we just went through or are going through, finishing up. And those are going to help everybody rebuild and strengthen our crystalline structure. So as far as, like, we are all definitely on the bridge to the 5D consciousness. We're all on various stages of either just entering the bridge or, you know, just hit the other side. But we're all there. It's just a lot of people, you know, are choosing to check out and, you know, approach the 5D from the other side. But, yeah, I was really, really filled with hope and happiness when I realized how many people, especially not to knock, you know, the older people, but the younger people are just really flying along with their, you know, spiritual ascension process. I mean, they came in halfway there already, and the rest of us are, you know, certainly coming along. It's very, very encouraging. It's the whole spectrum, like the octave above the regular chakras, you know, there's that regular rainbow, and then there's has been visible for a while. It's like a neon spectrum, and then above that is like a metallic, you know, like the platinum ray, that sort of thing. And those are showing up in people when I read them now, and that's just really encouraging. It's just, yeah, we're coming along.
Awesome.
Did I lose you?
Awesome. Nope. Okay. Nope. You're good. You're good. Good explanation there. Yeah, because I'm finding I've been needing to do extra chakra alignments for myself, or I've been using lots of crystals and things to kind of, you know, that's when I use the crystals and the essential oils and things to help. Sometimes it's you kind of get stuck in those areas, those levels or moods or, you know, different things. You need little side enhancement, whether it's, you know, some people do Reiki or, you know, meditate with their crystals or stones or use their essential oils or sage and, you know, continually cleanse things and, you know, hold their Moldavite or other space rocks to help kind of, you know, get back aligned and get back on track. It's, you know, everyone's releasing so much stuff right now, and it's, you know, it's hard to not pick up some of it. I mean, it's kind of a interstellar recycling program going on where we're like releasing all this old baggage and karma and stuff, and it's like sometimes it just gets disposed of properly, sometimes it ends up floating around out there. And there's lots of, you know, other things existing in our reality that want to attach on or cling on to the shiny people, as our
shiny people.
One guest had said. So it's, I think it's important too to remember now to do your cleansing and processing rituals, whatever you do, to kind of keep that extra.
Do you find that people hang on more into the negative stuff? They see it more,
yeah,
versus the positive stuff.
I do kind of see a lot of that, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, it's rough because we have to kind of get that back down into the muck sometimes to get a hold of that stuff that's, you know, down there, that's
rabbit hole.
Right, it's down in the rabbit hole. And I really agree with the younger people right now are just, I mean, you mentioned it a minute ago. It's just amazing. I mean, and they're just, I feel like a complete, like, spiritual idiot a lot of times, because I tell you, the younger people are just wired to get this stuff. They just energetically pick up and understand this stuff so much. I just want to say so much quicker than some of us, we'll say a little bit older folk do. Do you get a lot about it?
Yeah, it's like the kids. You know how they're usually better with computers and everything, and they don't use our lingo, but it's all there. Like they're still doing everything, but they just, you know, it's just second nature for them. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, and they can handle so much without it stressing them out, which is great too, because they seem to already know how to unload it, or like not absorb it in the first place. It just kind of flows through. Teflon personalities or whatever, but it works. Yeah, and I didn't mean to interrupt you there either.
Oh, no.
I'm also noticing that the solar flares seem to act like an electric fence, or, well, maybe that's not the right word, but it seems to be separating the light from the charcoal. You know, kind of like if you wanted to clean a grill or something or an oven, you turn up the heat real high. And that seems to be how it's working on our higher selves. And, well, not our higher selves, that's not an appropriate way to put it, but our, you know, cosmic energies and that sort of thing. It seems to be singeing off the charcoal and allowing the light bodies to rise more. And,
Awesome. Seem to have quite a few callers and people in the chat room today. You up for taking a couple questions?
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, so we are going to... Hello, caller. How are you doing today?
Hello. Pretty good. How about yourself?
Very good. Very good. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, it's in regards to the energies right now. Find that the energies are really, really interesting last month, because we had like the triple thing on the 20th of March was really interesting. We had, I don't know, I think we had a new moon and a triangle, a triad or whatever in the planets, and opening up of spring. So that was quite heavy at that time for myself. I just wondered what it was like for you at that time.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in and thank you for your question. I was kind of experiencing that, you know, hard edge of the changes. It seems like the past 12 weeks it's been building and building. So, yeah, I felt like I was getting slapped around by, you know, like if you're standing at the beach where the waves break, that's what I felt like for, the past 12 weeks. So I can totally relate to that. And I, like everybody else, or, dealing with forgiveness and releasing and, you know, health issues and old moded paradigm of belief system. Well, not really belief systems, but restructuring how to approach life and that sort of thing, epiphany, so to speak. And I was getting slapped around just like everybody else. And it's tough. And I did all the things that I know to do. And sometimes you just have to float with it and just let it happen, and the least amount of resistance just to get through it, and you know, try and hold the light and hold the faith and keep breathing. So I felt it too.
Yeah, so that eclipse was right on my sun, and that's the first eclipse at 29 degrees Pisces in 800 years. So the events of that week from March 13th to March 20th were pretty much unprecedented, definitely in our lifetimes. I mean, we had the new moon, sun going into Aries, total solar eclipse at the last degree of the zodiac, which we've not had in 800 years. Plus that week we had the seventh of the Uranus-Pluto squares, a Saturn station, a gigantic solar flare, and a freak solar storm. And that was 1 week. Unprecedented energy that week for the last several thousand years for mankind. So, I got beat up extensively that week as well. thank you for your question, caller. And I think we've got somebody else on the line here. Hello,
hi,
good morning.
I'm just listening.
Oh, you're just listening?
Yeah, I was just listening. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to take a quick little break here, catch our collective breaths, and we will be right back with our guest, Casey Matronia.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
And we are back today with at least physically I'm back with our guest Casey Matronia, and we are talking about the ascension process and how the younger generation is dealing with this, and the upcoming eclipse tomorrow, and all the fun activity we've had for the last couple months here. And so generally with eclipse, we're in a really a key period here too, because we had this 2-week period between eclipses. Eclipses push things in the direction they're going. So that first eclipse was hitting so hard in my chart, I tried to release a bunch of stuff that I wanted to have expansive energy. So, you know, I released my new website and, you know, created some new Facebook pages and for my company, and did lots of things like that for things that I wanted to blossom a little bit and have some extra energy attached to them. So at 8:05 tomorrow, we have eclipse at 14 Libra. And so lots of interesting stuff coming up still. What any kind of special spirit guide messages or any other communications you've been getting from your contacts, Casey?
Sure. One of the most prominent, is Goddess Sophia with Compassion and Grace, and we're about to be flooded with that starting April 5th. And I keep seeing, you know how Easter's coming up, and I keep seeing instead of a crucifixion cross representing Jesus will come in different forms, you know, he'll come in as an angel or a light being, but now he's showing up as the cross, the TAU, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but it's not about like the crucifixion as most people, you know, think of him, but about being the binder of light between humanity and spirit, and that we tend to forget that element exists, and so he's there to represent. At least recently, he's making it very clear that he should be a symbol of the connection between spirit and man, and it's just showing it to me in a different way. But I'm actually seeing it like a chemical. You know, a chemical to the fabric of life. And it's like a new gelatinous light. And that's part of the elevating into the 5D process. I thought that was really cool because it's getting more about sacred geometry and the messages than it is, you know. Often it's about love, of course, because it's the central of everything, but the messages are definitely much more, well, chemistry and molecular and sacred geometry. It's very nice. If there's anything you want to ask specifically, I can check into it. I think I'm a little scattered. If you have any questions, okay. I'd be happy to.
I totally understand my you know, doing all this. I feel like I've been having surgery every 2 or 3 days. So I have these weird clearing things, and it's I feel like I have no skin sometimes, and it's just so I've been having to hide away a little bit. It's it's really important in these periods between eclipses, and you had said this a couple minutes ago, to kind of make sure that our thoughts are pure and we're very careful of what we manifest, and we are setting good, because this is the next set of eclipses is in August and September, and so it's these things happening now are kind of setting stages for the stuff, for the eclipses in the fall, and that's one of our we have some big energy shifts coming this fall. We have another caller from area code 517, so we'll see if they have a question for our guest.
Yes.
Good morning,
Kevin Morris. Good
hey,
morning,
how's
Mark.
How's it going, Kevin? How are you doing, my friend?
On the way up and only getting better.
Fantabulous.
I just have a question, yes. In your view, what information do you have for the Indigo children as it relates to 5D and the Ascension process?
And this is for me, right? The question? Thank you, and thank you for calling. Actually, they're doing a fabulous job, and they seem to innately already know what's going on. But the one thing I am noticing is some of the Indigo children, some of the older ones especially, feel the weight of the world. Sometimes they feel like they're taking on the responsibility for the change, which they are, but they're feeling it like a million ton weight, and if they can get run over by a semi, right? And they're identifying with their small human body, and if they can remember their soul self, which is bigger than the cosmos, then the pressure won't seem so much. It'll seem minuscule, and so instead of feeling like an ant, feel like their giant soul self. Relax in water, go swimming or take a bath or have a hot tub but water will really take the edge off and cool them down and just take all the pressures away. So however they can do that, whether it's shower, bathtub, swimming, but just release all that pressure. But they are doing a fantastic job. So just as long as they don't let it overwhelm them, which it is happening, especially now. That will stop, by the way, after Easter. The pressure will just naturally dissipate a lot easier. But they're doing a great job. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Kevin. So on the topic of eclipses, there the after a full moon, the energy dissipates really quick, and when there's an eclipse attached, it doesn't dissipate quite as quick, but still there's a pretty quick drop off. It's different than when there's a planetary station or a big planetary alignment, that even after the exact point, that energy still lingers for quite a while. Because we're a few weeks past the last of the Uranus Pluto squares, but it's still, there's only 1 degree apart still, so we'll still be feeling the effect of that for a while. But these, I started to mention the next eclipse series for this year. Our second set of two eclipses is on September 13th, and this eclipse will be at 20 degrees of the sign of Scorpio, if you know your chart. And then the second eclipse will be September 28th, and it will be at 4 degrees of Aries. And wow, both of those are really hitting smack dab in my chart. Okay, so these eclipses travel in patterns, so expect, you know, we're going to have this, the things that are happening now, we will see the next step or resolution or additional movement forward in these areas at these two September eclipses. There is a lot of fire energy. One thing that's helping all of us is there's a lot of fire energy out there. We've got the Jupiter is about to go direct in the sign of Leo. Uranus is in Aries. Saturn is in Sagittarius. Mercury and the Sun are both in Aries right now. So all this, and the South Node is in Aries also. So all this energy is really good for creativity and helping us, be exuberant through some of these difficult transits and things. So as we get into the second half of the year and that eclipse there, the first one in September, which is in the sign of Virgo, we move from the fire energy to a really, starting August 11th, we move heavy into the earth energy, which is really good for building and, and analytical skills. You know, fixing problems, moving forward with projects, actually putting some structure and having some of that earthy grounding energy that I know some of us probably want or need or will be ready for by that point. What do you see coming down the road for us after this little, after the next few weeks here when things start to settle down, Casey?
A lot of our desires, hopefully all good, manifesting. There's just, it seems like, just it's like a salve, like if we just, and I, sorry to describe it to an injury, but I feel like we just kind of scraped our knees, and then the next time period is, bandaging that and healing and becoming that much better, that much more whole. But I'm really seeing really, really wonderful advancements in our spirit and our ability and our dreams to know who we truly are and getting closer to the core. Like, veils are dropping off like crazy. Like, we can see the truth. We're not sheeple anymore. We're just able to see beyond all that, crap and all these epidemics and stuff. I know some of them are real, but you know what I mean. Like, we're able to see beyond that. We're able to see Oz. So we're just becoming more united, and we're just not taking it anymore. So we're supporting one another with compassion, though, not all anger and, that kind of thing. We're supporting each other with compassion and forgiveness and we're just becoming healthier and wiser, and definitely wiser and more charitable. Now, there's still going to be the haters out there raising, all kinds of crud, but they're becoming weaker and lesser than as this shift starts to change over. I mean, right now, today, there's probably plenty of that hate element out there, but we are pushing ahead, and even the people that are full of hate and rage and starting wars are starting to see the truth. And that'll shift their perspective a little bit. It's just, it's improving. Dreams are manifesting, but we got to keep plugging through there because we are going to have financial ups and downs, and there's going to be a lot of social change and uprising. But it doesn't have to be a violent thing. It's just, it just has to be a consistent thing.
So I was curious, so when people start to awake and they start to come out of this phase, this energy and this thing, you kind of mentioned some of it, Casey. What does someone have to do in order to, once they're out of it, what do they do? I mean, what would you suggest? What would you tell them? I mean, because there's a lot of people that I've been running into who are like, don't know where to turn or what to feel. So, I mean, what's your suggestion on that when somebody is in that space?
It is kind of a freakish thing if you don't have someone to talk to, and if you don't talk to the right people, you can be even more frightened. But if there is no one to talk to, certainly, you know, meditate and center yourself more and get in touch with yourself, and don't worry so much about everybody else. But preferably there's people that you can talk to, metaphysical people, or just, you know, search your own. Sometimes you can find the answers in music. Sometimes you can, you know, search online and find different forms of media, books, whatever helps you. But I personally think it's good to meditate and to connect with other like-minded people through whatever sources are available. But online's pretty easy to at least search where you can find these people and just talk to like-minded people, because sometimes, like, and not to put down the church or anything like that, but sometimes if this kind of, you know, someone's awakening and they go to the church, they'll tell them they're either nuts or, you know, they're possessed or something, and you don't want that kind of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Discouragement.
But
I'm quite sure they will say so.
Reflect within, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what was going on there.
That's all right. I tried to put a funny clip in there. I walked over you.
But all right.
Yeah, so no, that's really good, because, you know, something you mentioned there is I go through periods where I get lots of messages from music, animal. I mean, like 2 weeks ago, I almost went to the police station and filed a restraining order against all the hawks in Central Ohio, because I was being stalked. I mean, I had them dive bombing my car. I mean, they were showing up on my front, almost on my front door, swooping me when I was on my porch. I mean, it was like, it was crazy. I mean, I probably saw 50 hawks, and I mean, I usually see some. I mean, it's not unusual to see one, but I mean, they were acting bizarre. They were dive bombing. I probably got dive bombed 3 or 4 times in 1 week by hawks at different places.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was, there was like, go get your Ted Andrews book, get up on the spirit animals. So I did. I read up on hawks, and it's all about, you know, vision, you know, prophetic vision, and mm-hmm. having vision for the future, and being a watcher and overseeing the big picture. And so, I mean, I got a lot of messages, and music too. I always seem to, I went through a phase last year that got, it was almost, I got to the creepy part, to where I had, you know, I have a DVD collection of,
you are a rabbit, Mark.
That's right. That's right.
Hawks like rabbits.
So, you know, I was going through, I had these couple scenes in a couple different movies that I was like obsessed with, and like I kept watching them, and then after, it's like, man, I'm really obsessed with this. It's a little bit creepy. And I'm like, oh my God, this is exactly what's happening in my life right now. You know, it was like a symbolic story. I was, and it's like, you know, a couple of these movies I hadn't watched in a couple of years, and I was like, what? When it's like, you know, the universe talks to you through all kinds of, or a song gets stuck in your head. I'll be listening
Absolutely.
To a CD, and it's like, man, this song stuck in my head. And I start thinking about the lyrics. I'm like, that's a direct freaking message.
Absolutely. I keep seeing you raising your wings and flying above it all and getting the higher perspective, even more so than you already do. So that's awesome.
Winged rabbit.
Winged rabbit bird, rabbit fish. Yeah, I mean, something I've, a couple points you guys were talking about a minute ago. Yeah, one thing that I'm noticing is I can't function like I did before. When I have the big energetic jumps and go through the big clearing stuff, like I can't work like I did before then. Or I don't mean I can't work as much. I can't work in the same function. Even when it's like 3D stuff, like, you know, when I do laundry and run the dishwasher and do, you know, it's like some of like my past behaviors just almost make me nauseous. And it's like I get to where like I feel like I have to completely change what I'm doing and completely change my surroundings. And so I've like been rearranging my crystals and feng shuiing. That's probably not proper pronunciation on any of that. My whole apartment. And so it's like that inner change, kind of like I need to see the change on the 3D level around me also.
It's absolutely. Feng shui.
Feng
shui is something else.
Okay.
We won't get into that.
Okay. Yeah, there's. I've had several times lately too where I feel like totally alien. Like, I feel like so not myself. I think Kevin kind of asked something that was Iggy's question about what do you do when they come through this, and it's like, one thing I do is like sometimes it's you have to be comfortable with that nothingness, that emptiness, because like you just cleared stuff out, and sometimes you have to do that to let the new energies and the new thing, and it's not going to necessarily be comfortable right at first, because it's like, man, the same food doesn't resonate with me, or music I listen to doesn't resonate with me, or some of the people that I interact with. And I guess it can be very disconcerting at times where it's like, wow, I feel like I've been operated on.
Well, it's even with people
totally
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what's even weird for me. It's like, I'm fine one second with people that I know, then all of a sudden I'm just like, I don't know these people.
Right.
It's really weird for me. That's the weirdest thing that's happened to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be around anybody for, like, you know.
Oh, me too. I've had those periods where it's like, man, it's just painful to be around people sometimes. And it's like, I think everyone releasing so much energy at once, and, you know, maybe some of it doesn't get disposed of properly, or... It's got to follow up there.
Oh, sorry. Can I interject?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to follow up there, Casey?
Oh, yes. A lot of people, as we're purging, people and circumstances in our life, we're also not putting our best foot forward just because we're in transition, we're in pain, and we can't really think about how to be graceful or friendly through the process. You know, stuff just kind of blurts out, so we're not really showing our best foot, and neither is anyone else. So it is hard to be around people for that reason too. And I don't want anyone to think that's their true self or the other people's true selves. We're all just tossing stuff, and so we might be ugly or mean or whatever, you know, when we go through that process. But it's just temporary, and try and forgive the people that toss things your way, and forgive yourself for, you know, coughing up something mean. It will all change here, you know, like in the next week or two. And you'll be able to, you know, reunite with your friends. But some of the people that fall away in your life, let them realign with who they vibrate with and realign with who you resonate with, because it's the only way to grow. And don't feel bad about it, because we're all doing that. It's like a big kaleidoscope, and we're all just kind of hooking up and making a different design. So, but it's all good. It's just right now we are kind of not showing our best selves.
Some of us have to remove the lens.
Right. That's very interesting. Because, I'll just be honest with you. I've had times recently where I've just, just felt like absolutely childish. And it's like, you know, I've got something big that I'm clearing out, and maybe today is not the best day to go out and socialize or be around people because I'm being shown something. And so, you know, a lot of us are empaths in the community. So it's, we wake up, you know, a lot of the energies around us, and also we put off a lot of energy. So sometimes it's like, yeah, it is. I need to like hide away for some periods to find out what it is that I'm processing, and make sure I'm not picking up a bunch of negative energy that somebody else is getting rid of, but also that I'm not projecting my stuff onto somebody else, because that, you know, that can be a trap we fall into sometimes too, is projecting onto other people or projecting some of our stuff, and it's like, I just need to, like, ch- I just need to, you know, make sure I'm clearing my stuff properly and not adding on to anyone else's baggage. Or when I feel that I'm processing something big, then I try to retreat my rabbit a little bit.
That's a wonderful idea. And to remember, we all need to keep clearing, you know, clearing ourselves, clearing our energy, and feng shuiing or however you want to, you know, our places and our spaces. And, yes, very important.
Yeah, sometimes I actually Wang Chung as well.
I knew you were going to say that. I saw your face, man. I knew you were going to say that.
Everybody feng shui them.
I knew it. I was watching you. I was like, he's going to say that. Well, I don't know how I read your mind. Or I put it there for you.
Never know when it'll come out of the rabbit hole.
That's funny.
So.
Sorry, I'm still laughing. I can't stop. I'll turn my mic off.
So I think we'll maybe take a short break here in a couple seconds. And we will be back with our guest, Casey Matronia. And feel free to call in. If you have any questions, our call in number 646-595-3440. And or if you have any questions, post them in the chat room as well. And we will be right back.
We're going to Wang Chung.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. We are. I create, speak. So, on that phrase, on the abracadabra note, there, you know, it is our intentions and thoughts and words that we speak are very important right now. When the energy is shaky like this, we want to make sure that we're manifesting properly and putting out there exactly the things that we want to see and that we want to happen in our realities. And as we have this influx of earth energy, the last quarter of this year and pretty much all of next year, we'll be able to see a lot of dividends and rewards into the good energies and efforts that we can put out there right now. So we will see. I believe we will be at the Spring ULE. Mm-hmm. I believe we will have a With Insights booth this of May 2nd and 3rd. I didn't watch that. It's, yes, May 2nd and 3rd. So you can come by and say hi to us at the With Insights booth. And Iggy will be giving a talk one of those days,
mm-hmm.
I believe. And so we have lots of other activities, shaman walks and ash caving and next drum circle this Saturday, April 25th. And some of us may be at the All Life Center tomorrow for full moon drumming from 5 to 7 up there in Delaware. So,
and then it's going to be a portal opening up tomorrow at Shrum Mound for those of you who want to go drumming.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, we'll open a portal. We may not come back.
Okay. So
have your passports ready.
Great. And I think there's a coupon in the paper: buy one portal opening, get one free. So.
Well, make sure it's the right mound, though.
Right.
Wonderful.
Okay, so Casey, what other kind of things do you have going on? What else do you see coming up for mankind? Any big things you see coming up for us? Even further down the road?
Sure. And I want to throw in real quick how you mentioned how, we want to be careful what we manifest and how, you know, words are important. And I'm going into another room here. But, you know, our self-talk and how we describe ourselves online and our, you know, handles online and our avatar names and all that kind of stuff. We really need to, you know, talk well about ourselves, or at least no negative self-talk, because we are imprinting with those things. And also, I keep noticing everyone's selfies. They take them in the bathroom with the toilet open and, you know, stuff like that. You know, try not to do that, or at least, you know, edit your pictures, because that's an image of yourself you're putting out there, you know. And it seems like it wouldn't make that big of a deal, but if it gets, you know, sent through the masses multiple times, you know, you don't want that, you know, an open toilet, you know, hooked up with your image.
yeah, I don't take selfies that way.
Right.
And let's see.
She's talking to me, I think.
No, neither one of you guys do that. I'm checking out that. I know that for the remainder of the year, I keep seeing us at various stages on the bridge to the 5D. And I'll see it symbolically as well as other ways, but I kind of see it like an arc of light. And it keeps building upon itself as we add the different elements and vibrations. And it becomes more crystalline. And it's sort of like the stairway to heaven, except for we're not all going to die to get there. And let's see. Sorry, I'm kind of channeling at the moment. See what Spirit says. Well, I have the Christ energy. The Holy Spirit, Sophia, Metatron, and the message, and Isis, only not the crappy Isis, the goddess Isis.
Right.
and
clarify that.
She's standing there with the Akashic Records, opening her wings up, embracing us all as children of hers. And we are, you know, in there one with the divinity and the angels versus they're not showing a delineation of, you know, one's higher than the other. We're all being embraced together. And that's what we need to remember. It's all a joint venture. It's not, you know, I don't know. People, I think, often, you know, will ask the angels for help or, well, certainly, you know, praying and all that kind of stuff is great. But, I mean, take some responsibility and try. People don't even try anymore. They just, oh, the angels will do it. Don't cop out and think. I think it's a big cop out, really, a lot of times. We have a lot more ability than we think, and we really need to put some effort into things and try. And sometimes it takes a fire under our pants to do it. But, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't reach out for help, but, I mean, give it a serious try before you do that. Just, you know, don't cop out of responsibilities and act like, you know, I keep hearing this over and over again, like, people do a bunch of dumb things and go, well, angels clean it up. Well, they're not here to change our diaper, you know, like, get potty trained, you know. And it's not an insult, it's an empowerment. We just, we got to realize that we've grown a lot and we are, you know, way cooler than we think and we're awesome and we need to act like it. And with that awesomeness comes, you know, responsibility and reverence for humanity and, you know, and listening. We often don't listen. We're all worried about what we're going to say next, and we need to just listen, you know, and not just to people but to nature and everything. Just listen to Spirit. Listen to your own inner dialogue. Just listen, period. And, okay, so that was the big message from Isis. Let me see. I'm getting some Native American deities coming in. Basically, they're sending me a bunch of birds, but different birds, and I think it has a lot to do with you, Iggy. But I'm seeing songbirds and eagles and hawks and you too, Mark. basically, it's like be at one with nature, get a new perspective, listen to the harmony, you know, of the songbird. Don't fight with nature. Be one with it. And I know we all know that, but we just need to be reminded. Let's see. And, of course, eating more natural foods versus all the processed foods. And I'm totally guilty of that, but not eating healthy, I mean. But, you know, we need to, you know, also, like, plant our own gardens, because even if we try and eat healthy, we're not getting, you know, real food anymore. Let's see. Okay, the... And I don't mean to sound disrespectful when I'm talking to Jesus and I say the Christed energy, but that's what what I'm hearing, you know, the Christed energy is coming through. But it's also to let us know that it's being amplified in all of us. It's like an extra light bulb in our string of light bulbs, and we just need to recognize it and activate it, and that has to do with the responsibility to be more graceful. And compassionate. Let's see. And stop looking for shadows and negativity. Now, a lot of people are already doing their best not to do that, but we're bombarded with it in the news and everywhere, you know. But don't focus on the darkness. Change it. It's like when people come over to your house and, oh, you need to clean this or you need to clean that. And it's like if people notice it, then they need to clean it up. And we need to do that in life. In every aspect, you know, if you notice something, clean it up. And I'm not saying shovel crud in the, you know, on the highway or something, but, you know, do what you can to, you know, change your reality, to make changes. And then, I'm seeing angels' trumpets, and that's basically, you know, changing our tune, changing our harmony to match what we want. So basically it's that message, be what you want to attract in life. Don't expect to attract something if you don't even, like if, you know, like if you don't clean up your own act, you can't expect to attract a, you know, a wonderful job and a wonderful love life and all that kind of stuff. You need to present yourself in the light that you want to attract. So that's just a reminder to do that. And as far as, like, world events, things like that, I'm seeing a lot of stuff happening in the Atlantic Ocean, closer to Europe than the United States. Actually, it looks kind of scary, and I didn't notice that before. It looks like an undersea earthquake where the land plate shift and don't snap back. You know, usually they snap right back, and this looks like it drops like a shelf, you know, underwater. That looks like August. And that may be symbolic for something, you know, less catastrophic. It might be a shift in consciousness or a step up or a step back, that sort of thing. But right now it looks like it's Earth physical, you know, like an actual earthquake. Checking on Isis to see what's happening with that. Not Isis the goddess this time, you know, Islamic faith. let's see.
I think they're busy.
Oh, this is funny. And gosh, help it up. Well, when I see noses, it means awareness. And I'm seeing Europe, all of Europe, and it's awareness. And this is including Iran and Iraq and the whole continent over there. It looks like a big awareness, and Islamics, I gotta think of a polite way to say this, but Islamic State looks like something stuck up the nose of the awareness nose, the nostril, you know, like a hardened substance. I've never heard spirit talk like this. Let me see. Basically, they need to blow their nose. So but that's clearing their awareness. But to be aware of what's really going on and to apparently blow it out of the area kind of sounds like an attack to me. But I can't imagine spirit meaning that literally, but they do need to, you know, act like if they had a stuffy nose and needed to blow it. Let's see.
It's like stand up, man.
right. And I'm seeing the Islamic State. Like I'll see how people walk their path in life, and it looks like they're wearing slippers and they're walking in quicksand and they're slowly sinking until all that's left is their heads, which is kind of interesting since they are so big on beheading. That seems kind of positive, like they get stuck in their own mess and end up dissolving themselves, which I feel would be ideal. I didn't really want to talk about them, but that happened anyway. Now I'm seeing the lunar eclipse. And it's to mark a period. It's the precipice. It's to mark the precipice of humanity's shift, and also most likely the Earth's magnetic shift. But I'm seeing the Akashic Records looking like a book, and then this eclipse that's coming up in the morning is the precipice, the zero point, the turning point. So that's pretty awesome if you look at it like that. It's only going to start changing in for the better. So that's what I'm picking up. How about yourself?
I'm seeing we have some bumps up through April 16th where the Jupiter, I think there's a lot of energy released after the eclipse and full moon tomorrow. And then next Wednesday when we, or next, the 8th next week when we have the Jupiter station, I think that really lightens the energy. Now, we do have a Pluto station on April 16th, which will be seeing the recent trend in large earthquakes continue and probably get bigger as we get close to that April 16th date. But then on April 18th, we have a new moon in the sign of Aries, and I think that really starts a new beginning, a new chapter for everyone, because I think we may be struggling at times here for the next couple of weeks, but we're going to get some bump ups. The new moon on the 18th of April will start a new cycle, and Aries being the first, being the sign of rebirth, first sign of the zodiac, that's, I think, when we can really start not just manifesting for the future, but actually starting to lay some things down, some concrete things. Mars will still be in Taurus, which is an Earth sign. It's really good for laying the foundations of things. And then, really, it is really smooth through the next couple months after that. I mean, May has very little difficult astrological energy. I mean, the Uranus Pluto square is still out there, but actually starting to loosen up a little bit. But the energy looks really good for the last third of April and all of May, and June looks pretty calm as well. We have a boost up in energy in July. We've got, you know, some bigger things happening, that the energy picks back up leading up to August 11th when Jupiter goes into Virgo. One transit I hadn't noticed, but I noticed this year, I noticed yesterday for later this year, is Venus will be in Leo in a few months. That happens on June the 5th at 11:33 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. Venus will go into Leo, which Leo Venus enjoys being in Leo. So we actually have every 2 years Venus goes retrograde. The last time it went retrograde, Venus was in the sign of Capricorn, and that sucked. So to put it nicely, Venus is not comfortable, nor is she happy, nor is she congenial when in the sign of Capricorn. Venus and Capricorn are not happy together. But now Venus will be in Leo starting June 5th. And it is going to go all the way through the sign of... Normally, Venus stays in a sign for 3 weeks. It takes 3 weeks normally to go through a sign. But Venus goes all the way through Leo. So, you know, Leo is fun and party time. Venus is love and romance and, you know, creature comforts. And so into Virgo on July 18th, only for 10 days, and then retrogrades and goes back all the way through the sign of Leo. So normally Venus should be in Leo for 3 weeks. We actually get it for almost all of June. Almost all of July, except for 10 days when it just enters Virgo for about 10 days. And then August, Venus is in Leo. And then it goes direct on September the 6th. And so normally Venus and Leo transits are very fun, but normally they only last 3 weeks. This one lasts almost June, July, August, September, into October. So we get over 4 months. This is a very rare occurrence, just because when Venus goes, when any planet goes retrograde or changes direction, it starts slowing down as it changes direction. So it kind of lingers or hovers at a few degrees. And so it's slower as it's slowing down to station and when it's starting to speed up. So we'll actually get over 4 months of Venus in Leo when normally we would get 3 weeks of Venus in Leo. So that should be good. So there's really the energies for the last part of this year are just, or even actually after we get past April 18th, are just markedly better than what we've had, markedly better for a longer time, too, than what we've had for the last, I mean, really going back, I mean, for me, I've seen the ascension process and things really pick up April of 2011, when Neptune went into Pisces. And to me, that's when I started really getting shooken up and where I was seeing other people really being called to wake up. So it's been a very event-filled 4 years. Mm-hmm. Lots of changes and challenges and whatnot. But I think everyone's done an awesome job getting to this point to where we are. And I think, you know, it's maybe a little turbulent for a short little period here for a couple weeks or less. But then we really, on April 18th of that new moon in Aries, I think things really take off after that. And
time
so we get a
to awaken.
Time to awaken. So I think we really get a good bump up in energy for a good long period after that.
I got a hallelujah.
So, yes, I think we're all ready. But it looks like really good energy and fun for the summer, and the weather will be getting nicer. And so just remember, everything is a cycle, and as difficult as the energy is now and has been recently, you know, there are good cycles coming, and coming very shortly. We'll be here before you know it. So Any, got just a couple minutes left here. Any, I would like you to pimp yourself a little bit and tell people. Casey is a really wonderful spirit. If you've never been able to meet her in person, and I've gotten a couple mini readings from her, and they're really fantastic. So I know people can find you at universalharmony.com. Where else can people find Casey Matronia?
Well, Casey Matroni. Oh, and it's universal-harmony.com.
Oh,
and,
sorry.
You can, no problem. I also work out of my home in Westerville, Ohio, and you can set up an appointment if you'd like to through my website. You can also find me on Facebook, which is Casey Matronia, and you can find me from Mark's page. And I also do phone readings, but most of the time I do email readings. So I can, like, you can order your email reading online, and I'll deliver it within 24 hours. Usually it's really like 4 hours. But I like that just because you get a printed reading, and you can you're paying for content versus time, so you actually get a little bit more information than if you were talking to me in person. And I also do spiritual aromatherapy, which also helps the ascension process, helps you align with your higher qualities and the divine, and it's good for your, you know, physical body as well. And you can use them to clear your space. I also do house clearings and things like that, house blessings, and a lot of custom services if you feel the need. I do have that information on my website. And I'll be teaching some classes this summer. I don't have the schedule solidified yet, but I'll put that up also on Facebook and my website. And thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having for coming on. Casey's one of our
awesome
our favorite visitors to the rabbit hole. And I
awesome
think,
channeling too.
That yes,
awesome.
Yes. Thank you very much for that. That was
thank you
that
very
was
much.
Really insightful. And in fact, we're gonna put you on the spot and see mm-hmm. if we can get you to come back on in maybe late summer, early fall. I think we would like to have some more energy reports. Fantastic.
That would be awesome. Yep.
Awesome. Thanks. Look forward to it. So we will. I'll get with you here in the near future, and we'll. Scheduled to have you back on in a few months here.
I'd be very honored. I really enjoy you both, and thank you for
thank
thinking
you.
Of me.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And have a great weekend. And
Mark, time to return to the ship.
And so coming up in the near future here, next week, I have a first-timer. I have Belle Eve, she specializes in long-distance Reiki healing. And she's got some really nice videos she puts up on Facebook. You can see some of her stuff on my Facebook page. So she'll be making her first radio show appearance next Friday, April the 10th, which is next Friday. And then April 17th, we will have another favorite guest of ours, Lynn from Psychic Focus Sessions. She will be on April 17th. And then still, those are next few guests still working on some different people I've been wanting to have on after that. And we will have our good friend Elsa Hermes on. She will be on in May.
Elsa.
Our good friend Elsa. Mm-hmm. And so we will, I'm getting the itch to drum again since we had a little break. So we will be.
There's some options. There's All Life Center is doing one. And then I think some of us are staying in Columbus to drum at the Shrum Mound. So. Just kind of keep posting.
Oh, on Saturday?
On Saturday.
The Shrum Mound? What time
so.
Is that?
Nothing's been officially set.
Okay.
But I think some of us just want to stay a little closer to home than driving all over town. So.
Okay. So we will see you around town. There will be more jump circles at Garcia's April 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think we're coming to your house.
You're coming to my house.
Coming to your house.
Bye, have
that's
a good
great.
Day,
it starts with us.